It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, August 24th Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Taking a look up north first, we have some soccer news up north to talk about. In girls soccer, Timberlake 9, Priest River 1, and Post Falls beat Coeur d'Alene 4-1. In girls volleyball news up north, Moscow defeated Timberlake 23-25, 25-21, 25-19, and 25-8. In boys soccer action in the Treasure Valley, Omar Gonzalez scored a goal in each half, lifting Caldwell to a 2-0 win over Columbia in the 4A SIC boys soccer on Thursday. And you can read the rest of that story in the Idaho Press Tribune. Girls soccer in the Treasure Valley, it was CUNA over Middleton 5-2. Sydney Sandberg had a hat trick and an assist for the Cavemen. Volleyball action over in eastern Idaho. The two-time defending state champion Century Diamondbacks volleyball team started their 2012 season off with a pair of 3-0 wins over Canyon Ridge and Twin Falls yesterday night. Here are some volleyball and soccer scores from the Treasure Valley. Valley View beat Middleton last night 25-17, 25-15, and 25-11. That was the season opener for both squads. Bora beat Capital. Also in volleyball, Eagle over Boise, and Rocky Mountain beat Centennial. BK over Middleton, and Skyview beat Columbia. In boys soccer, Boise all over Capital 7-1. It was Bora and Valley View going to a 1-1 tie. Eagle 2, Timberline 1, Rocky Mountain 2, Mountain View 1, and BK over Emmett 5-0. Also Caldwell beat Columbia 2-0, and Centennial all over Meridian 9-0. It was Mountain Home 2, Skyview 0. Those are boys soccer scores from yesterday. And today is the kickoff of the high school football season here in Idaho. IdahoSports.com will be at 8 separate locations tonight covering in high school football like nobody else can. Nobody else but Idaho Sports could be at 8 separate locations on opening weekend. And here are the games that we're going to be at tonight. We will be at Bora versus Boise. Big christening over at Darna Larson Field. They expect well over 5,000 people for that game. That's the Boise. That's the city's oldest rivalry, Bora versus Boise. We're also going to be at Coeur d'Alene at Skyview. Columbia versus Canyon Ridge. Fruitland versus Middleton. Glens Ferry taking on Nampa Christian. CUNA and the Lee Leslie era begin. Mendico tonight. Lake City versus Eagle, and Shelley goes up to Idaho Falls for a great ball game. We are going to be at all of those locations tonight. That is the way to kick off the high school football season in style. Also, the Friday Night Flash overtime football wrap-up show debuts tonight. Paul Kingsbury and I will wrap up the night in high school football like nobody else can. We will have up-to-date scores, interviews with media folks about games across the state. We're going to spotlight a game or two tonight for you. So tune in to the Friday Night Flash overtime show, 10:35 p.m. It starts tonight with yours truly and Paul Kingsbury. Have a great Friday. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Once again, any kind of feedback, we'd love to hear it. Jeff at IdahoSports.com. Have a great Friday. Enjoy the football games tonight, and I'll talk with you Monday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come back Monday for another Idaho Sports Report podcast with Jeff Duncan right here on IdahoSports.com.